Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and eco-chef Bryant Terry has a few suggestions for a musical menu, something to listen to while you're cooking the big feast. The songs accompany recipes in his cookbook, Vegan Soul Kitchen. Bryant Terry tells us more about his holiday playlist for the feature we call In Your Ear.
Growing up, whenever food was around, music was around, my uncle's crooning in the background or my mother playing the piano. So for the double maple coated pecans, I chose the song Hunter by Bjork. And just my memories of eating pecans involved me foraging at my grandfather's house because he had this gigantic pecan tree in his front yard. And so it just reminded me of just being this kind of like urban hunter. Next up is the sweet cornmeal coconut butter drop biscuits. For that particular recipe, I chose Turn Left for the soundtrack by a Swedish group, Little Dragon. You know, they're one of my favorite groups. When I was writing this book, their album had just come out, and I was listening to it just all day and with the lead singer Yukimi crooning over it. And so, you know, her voice is so syrupy and sweet and sultry. It just went perfectly with those sweet cornmeal coconut butter drop biscuits. Finally, the smothered seitan medallions and mixed mushroom gravy. The soundtrack for that is Brown by Roy Hargrove, the trumpeter. I often describe my cooking as jazz cooking because it's a lot of improvisation in there. You know, I like to start with the structure, the recipe, but so often I just go to the farmer's market, see what's available, and then, you know, just create from there. When you're making that shroom stock and you're cutting up those mushrooms and you're boiling that stock, Shroom Music by Quasimodo would be the perfect soundtrack.
Look at here, it's the return again of the beat fixers, dropping like me on tape at its realistic mixes.
A lot of the recipes were inspired by music. I mean, there are a number of recipes in here. I was listening to a song and actually literally an image for a recipe came up, but it's songs that might have inspired a recipe or a song that I might have been listening to when I was testing the recipe, or it might be a song that I felt would be the perfect accompaniment to that dish when you're eating it.
That's eco-chef Bryant Terry, author of the cookbook Vegan Soul Kitchen, describing what's playing in his ear.